Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey, Ted, what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my banker.
Boy, I dread the thought of that.
No, it really went great because I told him I've got my bull costs all locked in for the year.
Well, how'd you do that when these bull sale averages are so gosh darn high?
I called Jorgensen Land and Cattle and leased my bulls for this year.
Well, my concern with leased bulls is quality.
You don't have to worry about that with Jorgensen Bulls. Our neighbors to the south leased bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle last year, and those were some top quality bulls.
Yeah, I saw those bulls too. I just figured he spent a ton of money at the sale. Those were the best bulls he's ever had. So you locked in your bull cost by leasing with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, huh?
That's right. I have a happy banker and don't have to feed bulls or fix fence in the off season.
Have you got their phone number, Ted?
Yeah, it's easy. 800-548-BULL.
That's 800-548-BULL, you say?
Yep. Just give them a call and Jorgensen Land and Cattle will answer all of your bull leasing questions and get you set up with some top quality bulls for the year. Call Jorgensen Land and Cattle at 800-548-2855.
Well, cattle markets today fell on pretty hard times. We were down sharply across the board in live cattle, feeder cattle, and even the hog market today. We were down 70 cents in February at 143.05. The April live cattle down $1.27 at 144.75. June lives down 77 at 141.12. The feeder cattle also triple-digit losses here on March down $1.45 at 162.77. The index is 162.13. So we've almost converged with the month left to go until the expiration of the March. Feeder cattle, April down 85 here at 168.27. The May's down 85 at 173.67 in August, 92 lower at 184.20. Lean hogs are down $4 in April at 108.02. Maize are down $3 at 112.65. In the June's 118.77, down 245. There is a seasonal tendency for the hogs to peak about this time of year if you go back and look over the last 10 or 20 years. Now, on Friday, we've got a cattle on feed report. We've got some estimates out. The Bloomberg estimates are on feed of a 100.7% last year, placements at 99.2% last year, and marketing's 97.3% of last year. So placements a little bit lower for the first time in a few months. That report's Friday after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush after flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, grain markets surged higher again today. We were 40 cents higher in the March soybeans to their highest level. If you go back to the 1st of December or even the 1st of November, in the 1st of November, we were at $12, and right now we're $16.75, and really no end in sight at this point. The wheats were up about 20 to 31 cents here. The Kansas City July wheat up 29 and 3 quarters at 9.16 and a quarter. The corn was up 5 to 9 cents. Today's cotton futures are going to be up about a buck here. Looks like March up $1.29 at 122.40. May's up 101 at 121.30. So really strong markets across the board here for the grains. Still the ongoing tension between Ukraine and the Ukrainian situation in Russia. It looks like that's still heating up as the Ukrainians have made some drastic measures here, calling up the reserves and also issuing a national emergency. So I have no idea what's going to happen there. The markets think there's going to be some sort of issue with the wheat sales. So that's why we're up 28 today at 914.5. And the equity's currently under quite a bit of pressure, down 330 in the Dow. The S&P's down 57 cents. Crude oil unchanged right now. Natural gas up about 10 in March at 460.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss that may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.